Hello, Heart Dwellers family. Mother Claire asked me to share and record this message that was given to her by the Lord concerning a certain soul here in this community. She had invited a few of us up to her place for dinner as we discussed pertinent things that need to be addressed in the community and updates about the presidential election results. We were having a wonderful time of fellowship when the subject of a woman being a priest came up in our conversation. One of the souls here in the community were getting slack from family and friends pertaining to her being an ordained minister of the Blessed Sacrament, as Mother Claire tried to bring clarification and understanding on that subject scripturally. Another soul contested and contended with her, which put a damper on the rest of the night. That evening, she discussed it with Father Ezekiel and went to the Lord about how to address the soul, since this has happened more than once. Lord, how do I address this? I'm in pain. The night was sweet, but the challenge from this soul really left a sour ache in the pit of my stomach. I'm hurting. Ezekiel's hurting. And Jesus responded, "Whenever you hurt, I hurt. Yet I understand that Satan is beginning to move on the community in new ways to cause division. Jesus, help me. What you are feeling is correct. Do you mean about this particular soul? Yes, this needs to be addressed. Lord, I do not believe he'll take me seriously. Would you please speak to him?" "I will." Jesus began, "My son, I've called you to cast off the ways of your mother and the world, and all the religious intellectual baggage you've been carrying around. When I called you to be a man of God, I created you to be. I was not inferring that you should be more legalistic and religious, but less. In other words, I'm calling you to a deeper level of humility than you have ever known, so that I may raise you up into my anointing and love for souls. You have a choice to make between being the knowledgeable man who knows about God or the man who knows God and is known by God and walks in God's love. I know you have chosen to love, and I equip you for that daily, but your intellect is pulling you into a different direction that can be used to cancel out your works of love." And here Mother Claire says, "Lord, please, I don't want any of this to be me. Please help me. Be patient, my dove, be patient, and allow me to speak to him through you. Whether it makes sense or not, abandon the results to me. Allow me, please, Claire." "Okay, Jesus, I trust in you." Jesus continued, "On the one hand, you can walk in the superior knowledge. Scripture quotes, this knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. If anyone imagines that he knows something, he does not yet know as he ought to know. On the other hand, if you love me and are known by me intimately, but if anyone loves God, he is known by God. For us, there is one God, the Father, from whom all things and for whom we exist, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we exist. In other words, you can know me so well that you walk in me, and therefore you are in a place where all knowledge resides, in my heart, even as you will be in heaven. I'm calling to a higher reality. It is the realm of the Spirit, where all things are known through love. Not intellectual prowess, but love. As you dwell in me, the vine, the branch, just naturally puts forth the fruit. As a Christian, you'll be identified by your love, not your knowledge. Words are cheap. Love costs. The price tag on love is always high, even to the point of appearing ignorant by bending intellectual prowess and clever arguments. For you, becoming the man of God that I want you to be has nothing to do with exhibiting your knowledge or having superior knowledge, because a man who thinks he knows something, he does not yet know as he ought to know. This is you right now. This is your Achilles heel. You do not yet know as you ought to know. Therefore, the devils can manipulate you into doing damage with what you think you know. The kind of knowing I'm talking about is expressed through love, meekness, and humility, and has no interest in being right or proving others wrong. You're opening yourself up to the tactics of the enemy now. He's playing you on your need to be right, your need to prove yourself. You do not have to prove yourself to me, my son, and you will never prove yourself to your parents without their conversion of heart. It is the same with your son. When you disregard his wish for you not to talk God talk and do it anyway, you excuse yourself by saying that this is just you, the way you are. But I say, stop pushing your son away. Listen to him. Be his friend. The time will come when his heart is ready. Do you really think I will not answer all your prayers and tears for your family? Do you really think you're helping me bring them in? You are not. You cannot win any arguments from a hardened heart. I must first soften their hearts before they be able to acknowledge the truth that you have discovered. No one comes to me unless the Father draws him. You can assist in that process by your love, patience, and meekness, or you can try to bulldoze your way with scripture and knowledge when their hearts are far from ready to understand. Your son needs his father, not a preacher. When the time comes, he will be ready. Then you can help him navigate the path to holiness that I'm leading you on. What I mean by this is that love is the answer, not doctrinal correctness. Words are cheap. Love is costly. I've called you to unburden your heart from the chains your parents and society have bound you with. The chains that make you feel that you always have to be right and correct. Those things, my son, are odious to me and get you nowhere with humankind whose greatest need is to be heard and loved. They may argue against your doctrine, but they have no argument against your unconditional love, patience, meekness, and joy. The whole world longs for this, and that is why you must lay down your gospel shotgun and wrap your warm and loving arms around their hearts. They can't argue doctrine, but there's no argument against love. Love conquers all. Love never ends. As for prophecies, it will pass away. As for tongues, it will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away, and the perfect is love. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understanding all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but I have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast, is not arrogant or rude. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. It does not insist on its own way. It does not say, "That's just me. That's the way I am." And as a result, leaving a soul seeking comfort to fend for themselves with yet another Bible barb. You have been taught the wrong way and are still seeking answers in the wrong places. You will not find what you need in more religious knowledge. You will find it by serving, by being very little, meek, and tender. The heart I gave you has all that potential to reach others through love. That is what you should be cultivating, not more book knowledge, which will only feed your curiosity and pride. You would do well to study the lives of St. Therese and Francis, my little poor man. You would do even better to imitate their way of life. You are so close, my son. All that is left of you to shed is the need to know, have authority, and be looked up to as knowledgeable. A man's knowledge of God and the faith is measured by the demonstration of his love and humility. Where humility is lacking, there is ignorance. I'm in trouble, Mother Claire says. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, it will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So, beloved son, you are on the right track with love and humility, but the enemy will attempt to lead you astray through acquisitions of knowledge. Right now, in this moment, you already know too much and have not fully lived what you do know. So this is my mandate for you. Love until it hurts. See yourself as the least among your brothers and sisters. Be little, 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 my beloved one. Hold others in great esteem, even those who seem the lesser among you. for it is a truth that the lesser ones are greater in the eyes of heaven. I want you to know that I know you are making valiant efforts to conquer yourself, and I'm so pleased with your recognition of your shortfalls. Do not let those bother you, dear one, for I'm using them to bring you to perfection. Just cooperate with the graces given and be willing to be a little nobody who knows nothing. Then I'll be able to trust you with my greater gifts. I embrace you, dear one. I embrace you with the most profound feelings of love for you. You are well on your way. Satan hates you, so be ever so cautious not to allow pride to spoil it. And here Mother Claire gives an observation. Last week, when one of the souls had just waxed the floor and you were trying to fix the water heater, I felt like you blew me off on the floor and just how important it was for you not to get it dirty. I know you put the plastic bags on and off, but when you saw what it was doing to the floor, I felt like you should have told me and worked on another way to do the job without ruining the job this soul did on the floor. The next day, another soul did the very same thing to you with the window. You really tried to get him to understand how important it was that he put the right window in, but he ignored you and didn't bother himself to do it the way you asked him to. Ezekiel and I were discussing that, and he was the first one to see that there was a relationship between you ignoring the work the soul did on the floor and the soul that ignored you with the window. The Lord wants you to be more acutely aware when such things happen to you and stop and ask yourself, how have I done this very same thing to someone else? And wait for the answer. In this way, you'll see many lessons you're missing in your daily life. That was the end of the message. We can all relate to this soul, and if we can be honest with ourselves, we have all been in their shoes one time or another. Upon reading this message, even I was convicted, because I just received a correction from the Lord, where I fell in my pride in demanding my own way. Here in the community, I had some of the souls contending with me concerning a decision I felt the Lord put on my heart. And I asserted my authority firmly that I was right and they were wrong. I was also hurt by them contending with me and felt undermined. Sunday morning, when we gathered together, Jesus gave me the rhema. Our holy poverty will not do very much more than be noble aspirations if our humility and charity are not in place. The saints did not demand their way. They were sensitive, courteous, and unselfish. I was so humbled in front of everyone. I now have to think, did the Lord allow that trial because I wasn't seeing how I was asserting myself on others? So he allowed others to demand their own way so I would know how it feels. Ouch, it's so painful to be humbled by the Lord in this way, but more painful when you realize you've hurt others in the process because of needing to be right. May the Lord give us all the grace to be sensitive, courteous, unselfish, and meek in our dealings with others. God bless you, Heart Dweller family. Until the next message.